approximately 8 a.m. On U.S. 190, we had a two-vehicle fatality accident in Robertson County. We're just south of Hearn. Unit 1 is going to be a 2007 Chevy Cobalt driven by Anthony Tostado, age 20, from Calvert. Unit 2 is going to be a Martin Seawick, age 62, from Kingwood, Texas. He was driving a 2008 Chevy vehicle also. At the time of the accident, Mr. Tostado's vehicle was traveling eastbound on U.S. 190, and Mr. Seawick was traveling westbound. It was raining fairly hard at the time. It appears that Mr. Tostado's vehicle lost traction with the roadway, causing him to cross over into the path of the Seawick vehicle. And when the collision occurred, Mr. Tostado passed away, and Mr. Seawick was not injured. At the time of the investigation, it appears that Mr. Tostado was not wearing a seatbelt. Mr. Seawick did have his on, and airbags did deploy. So that's kind of where we're at.
Any idea how far south of Hearn?
Derek Scott Chevrolet dealership, just in front of it.
Did it shut down the highway, do you know?
Yeah, it was shut down a little after 8 until about 10, 15, 20 minutes after 10, about 2 hours. They shut down the northbound lane, but they worked with the traffic to allow traffic the southbound to go, and then it stopped and try to relieve some of the northbound lane. But the northbound lane was shut down at least for about 2 hours.
You're making reference to east and west on 190. I guess I consider that
east
north
would
and
be south.
South.
East would be equal to south.
Yeah.
You know, I want the rain, obviously, but I want people to slow down and realize that 70 miles an hour is for a perfect ideal conditions, and obviously we don't have that today.
Well, and the other thing is that stretch of six is always
a pretty busy stretch, you know. It's not a whole lot of room for error.